Welcome to Love Life for Singles. I'm your host, Jane Donovan, and this is the show that helps you to have a connective, successful, and most important of all, fun social life.
Hello again, and it's that time of the week when I get to share a bit more wisdom with you about the whole dating scenario. This week I want to talk to you about, should you date more than one person at the same time? And my answer is absolutely 100% yes. Many people have the impression that they really should only date one person. Now, I'm not talking about having multiple sexual partners. I'm talking about in the early stages of dating. You've met somebody nice, you've swapped phone numbers, you've arranged to catch up. Is it appropriate to be doing that with more than one person at a time? Absolutely. Time is our most precious commodity in the Western world, and I feel that to be missing out on opportunities because you've got this mentality of I should only be dating one person at a time is counterproductive to those of you that are really hoping to meet somebody special. As we all know, the more people you meet, the more people you date, the greater your chances of meeting somebody special. And so you want to be able to do that as efficiently, time efficiently as possible. I think the thought process of you only date one person at a time goes back to the schoolyard. I think it goes back to high school days where boy meets girl and likely a friend comes up and says so-and-so likes you and suddenly you're boyfriend and girlfriend. There is no actual dating or any courtship. It's just an agreement in the schoolyard that that's what happens, that if you like each other, then you're instantly going to be girlfriend and boyfriend. Now, when you're dating in your 30s, 40s, 50s and beyond, that's not how it has to be. All that you are really saying when you meet somebody and you agree to catch up with them for a date, all you're really saying is, well, I like what I've seen or felt or heard so far, and I'd like to get to know you a bit better. That is all it is. It's a catch up. So by changing the mentality to this, it enables you to say yes to many people. I have examples at the Social 8 dinners, you know, where we have our dinners for six, three ladies, three men. And one of the biggest reasons, one of many reasons, but one of the biggest reasons that we don't have phone number exchanges occurring at the dinners is really to enable you, if you liked all three men or you liked all three ladies, swap with them, or if it's more than one. Whereas if you were swapping phone numbers at the dinner and you saw a girl you really liked and the guy wanted to ask for the phone number, but you've seen another guy do it, energetically, you now feel, or psychologically, you now feel that you can't ask for her phone number as well. So by doing it behind the scenes and having us do it, you're free to be able to ask as many as you feel comfortable doing so. And this goes both ways, girls to boys, boys to girls. And I feel also that the more people that you are catching up for coffees or lunches or dinners or dates or whatever, it takes the pressure off that one person. I want to give an extreme example here, but I have seen this happen quite a bit, where somebody attends a dinner or an event, and then post-dinner or event, they put out the request to swap phone numbers, and the other person agrees, so we swap out their phone numbers. And instantly we get an email saying, please make my file inactive. And so we do that. And yet really that person is not in a relationship. All they've done is swap phone numbers to explore getting to know each other a little bit further. So what they've done is they've now missed out on further dinners, further events, and further opportunities to get to know people. When they are in this mindset of instantly make my file inactive and I'm going to see where this leads with this nice person I've met, it puts a lot of pressure on those early dates. And as we know, nerves are very much at play when you've met somebody that you really like. Isn't it funny how the brain's an amazing thing and it operates 24/7 beautifully until the moment that you've got a date or until the moment that you step on stage, and somehow it seems to stop working. So you all know the feeling of when, you know, dumb stuff comes out your mouth when you're nervous. It's the same as going for a job interview. So when you're going on a date, you really want to be able to keep it lighthearted and not have it be too intense and really searching to see, is this person into me as much as I am into them? Qualifying them. You really just want to relax. And if you're if you swap phone numbers with two or three other people and you're exploring, when can I catch up with this one and when can I catch up with that one? It takes the pressure off. It's not the intensity of this one person. In fact, there's a wonderful psychotherapist in the States who specializes in helping single people called Dr. Pat Allen. Oh, she's in her 80s and what she doesn't know doesn't exist. She's fabulous. You may like to actually Google her because I think she does have some, not sure if they're MP3 or audio recordings or video recordings on some sort of social media, but you can certainly follow some of her teachings and blogs, etc. But she believes very much in dating what she calls a pair and a spare, so dating three people at once. And this is very much an American system. They date multiple people all the time, and it doesn't change until you have the conversation that says, where is this heading? You know, I'm really enjoying getting to know you. I would like to perhaps look at it being exclusive or, you know, monogamy. And I think that's very important before you introduce sex into a relationship. However, in the early stages, just swap phone numbers. And the pair and the spare, where her psychology for that comes from is that if it's one person you're dating, it's intense. It's, you know, you're ruling them in or out and it's quite intense. If you're dating two people, she says you're comparing. It's either or and you're constantly comparing. If you're dating a pair and a spare, you're so busy enjoying catching up with all these people and exploring getting to know them better and sharing more of yourself that the intensity is off and you're more relaxed. When we have options in anything in life, it creates a freedom and a flow that is effortless and easy. When we don't have options and we come from a mentality of scarcity, it creates intensity. And what I want for you is the mentality of abundance, is the easy flow, and to be able to relax and just enjoy going and catching up with all these people. So there you go. That's my wisdom, my take on should you date more than one person at a time. Actually, just on closing, what you'll find if you're dating a pair and a spare over time is that you find that you start thinking about one person more than the other two. You start to look forward to seeing that person more. And so that is the time when you drop away from the others and you give your focus and your attention and your energy to that one person and you start to have the conversations of, you know, I'm really enjoying this, where do you feel this is heading, or are you interested in exclusivity, etc. So there you are, my wisdom all about how to date more than one person. Bye for now.
If you're ready to step outside your comfort zone and really engage in having a connective, successful and fun social life, then head to my website, janedonovan.com.au, where I have links to all sorts of opportunities and resources just for singles. And most important of all, I really want you to remember, you are worthy.